You want him
immortality. It's time to wonder what it must be like
to strap on a gun
and pin on a badge and become a lawman. Well, it's Monday morning and you feel rotten. And when you feel rotten, you make the world feel rotten. You sit there in your squad car watching everybody else drive to work in their three-piece suits with their attaché cases, head for their big buck, easy jobs. Worst comes to worst, they get a memo or a directive. Worst comes to worst for you, you get a bullet in the gut. And so you seethe with resentment at anybody or anything that's not even a policeman. You seethe with barely containable rage as you pull behind the road and get ready to run a little radar. But to your surprise, everybody this morning is doing 55 miles an hour. You can't believe it. Normally, you don't have to run radar for more than 10 minutes before you get two or three people speeding. But this morning, everybody's 55. So you decide to cruise down the road and see what's going on. And sure enough, they're over on the side of the road. It's some maggot with a CB radio saying, breaker for the picture taker on the flip-flop jockey with a two-thumb mommy on the smoke-flop jockey with a bean-bow jockey. He doesn't see you come walking up because he's too busy flapping his jowls on that stupid thing. He turns around and looks up, and there you are, 6'2", 230 pounds of raw muscle, standing there with your hands on your hips, and there he is, standing there with a microphone in his hand.
Oh, no!
You reach in there, and you snatch that microphone, you rip it right out by the cord. And then as he watches you, you squeeze your fists, and all he hears is crunching and popping and crunching and popping as you squeeze your fist, and that microphone turns to dust. And then you open up your hands, and you blow it in his face. You turn around, you walk away, and you get back in the squad car. Sure enough, no sooner do you start driving away, and there's a couple of maggots drunk. 7 o'clock in the morning, there they are drunk. They failed the sobriety test. Of course, they were doing pretty bad when they heaved their guts on your shoes to begin with. But there you are, two maggots to arrest and only one pair of handcuffs. So you cuff the one, throw him in the back seat. Fortunately, the other one's long-haired enough, so you just slam his hair in the car door and make him run alongside. And that's how you show up at the jail. One maggot in the back, one trotting alongside. As you utter those words that make real men pride everywhere, book him.
Crank it up on DC 101. WWDC-FM, Washington, DC 101.